It's important to remember that after the Second World War, Britain was still a world power with a large empire. Moreover, Britain had stood alone against the Nazis in 1940 and unquestioningly took a place alongside the United States and the Soviet Union at key international conferences. Ernest Bevin, Britain's foreign secretary, believed that Britain should create a third force Europe, a socialist alternative to American capitalism or Soviet communism. The third forced Europe envisaged that Britain would partner France and that both would enhance their ties with their colonial territories in Africa. Some historians have regarded Bevin's advocacy of a third force as a sprat to capture mackerel, a ploy to win the greater prize of American support. However, most research now agrees that Bevin genuinely wanted to build the third force. He failed to do so because Britain was too economically weak, because the colonies did not want to extend their dependence upon the European powers, and because of growing European fears of the potential threat from the Soviet Union. Britain was not able, alone, to provide the kind of security guarantee that France and the Benelux countries sought. Thus, during 1948, British policy switched. Bevin reluctantly acknowledged that Britain needed American help. When Stalin blockaded Western Berlin, Bevin's strong stance in defence of the West Berliners helped to convince the Americans to assist with the airlift into West Berlin. The British also played a role in the negotiation of the North Atlantic Treaty in 1949. The treaty declared that an attack on one of the NATO members was to be regarded as an attack on them all. This ensured that America would protect the European countries in the event of an invasion. Thus, in this early phase, Britain played an important role in underpinning America's commitment to defend Europe, and so in consolidating the divisions of Cold War Europe. It was also a period in which the limitations to Britain's ability to play a world role became apparent.